You're listening to the Master Passive Income Podcast Network.
Welcome to the Breakthrough Investor Show. My name is Charles Rose Jr., and we focus on breaking through limitations and barriers to get you to that next level of investing. With me is William Palmer, my amazing co-host. And in today's episode, our guest will be talking about how she overcame challenges to be a successful entrepreneur and a business owner.
That's right, Charles. And how the power of having a vision can change your life's trajectory. Let's get started.
Welcome to the Breakthrough Investor Show, where we guide you to financial freedom and break barriers in your investing to give you the secrets to success. And now, here are your hosts, Charles Rose Jr. and William Palmer.
William, what's up, brother? How wonderful are you doing today?
I'm having a great day, Charles, and always super excited to be with you here on Breakthrough Investor, and really looking forward to today's interview. She sounds pretty awesome. Super looking forward to diving into her story and learn more about her. She's a believer. She's a Christian, and she's a Marine like myself. So I'm totally looking forward to diving into a little bit of that history.
Man, well, you just couldn't wait to mention that Marine part, right? I kind of feel left out because I'm like not a Marine. And oh, man, I feel like I'm on the back burner today, man.
No, not at all. You're the one that keeps me in line. So, but yeah, totally looking forward to hearing about how she's a corporate professional and really focuses on helping people grow in career and emotional health, and about her journey and how she unlocked and focuses on helping people become unstoppable through her coaching program, and which is another thing that she does. And I think you guys have a personal relationship, right?
Absolutely, man. So yeah, for me, you know, some episodes we do, you know, I'm just meeting people for the first time, but this is personal because, you know, this person and her husband were so inspirational in my life. Like from I was in college, they always encouraged me, prayed for me, shared with me, and I've grown so much, and I've seen them grow so much practicing the things that they taught me. And so it's just so amazing. Like, I remember, you know, I was going through a season and you know, where my faith needed to increase, and I asked her for some recommendations, and she shared those with me and helped me to become a better person in life, in business, in my job, in so many different areas in my life. And it's crazy because I remember like one of the books she recommended, Upon Purpose of Prayer by Dr. Miles Murnau. It had a page in there where, you know, she had like some of the things she was praying for. I was like, do you know, some of these things might be personal. I said, did you know you left this in the book? She was like, oh, can you take a picture and send it to me? And I looked at those list of things, how she broke through and overcame every single thing in her life that she was going through and exceeded. So for me, that just gave me so much more encouragement. So I'm like really excited about this guest because I know that she is going to inspire others. Like if you are listening right now, like please listen to straight until the end, because I promise you, you will be blessed by what she has to say. You will be encouraged to break through whatever you are going through. She has a story to share. So without further ado, man, I'm just excited, but also too, right? What's the cool thing? You know, it's like we've been talking about faith, but let me tell you something. They got some good popcorn. And her husband, they have a popcorn shop in Charlotte. I'm going to let her share more, you know, about that too. You know, some of you, I know you're all around the world and all around the country. So she's going to share more details of how you can get some of that popcorn as well. But, you know, but anyway, let's help me welcome to the show, Tavia Jackson. Tavia, what is up?
Hello. Thank you so much, Charles and Will. I am so thrilled to be here. And Charles, you are not left out, but definitely hoorah to my fellow brother in arms.
Absolutely.
Oh, man. Well, hey, you know, and I'll because you two are so nice and so welcoming, I'm sure I won't feel too left out. But I may be a little lost when you all start talking that Marine talk. But it's okay. It's okay. I'll be fine. So, Tavia, so it's so awesome to bring you here on the show. I know you had a phenomenal event that I recently attended, a virtual online workshop helping people break through limiting beliefs. So I know you're sharing a lot of value. But, you know, before you got to this place, I know you have an amazing story. And some of our audience listening now, some of them know you already and some of them don't know you. And so take us back. Tell us more about your journey and how you got started, you know, focusing more on your business and professional life and everything. Tell us more how everything got started.
Well, that's a great question, Charles. So one, currently in Charlotte, North Carolina, married for 18, almost 19 years. We've known each other for 25 years. We have three amazing kids. Our household is always laughing with someone. I'm not going to say at, but with someone.
Probably both, but, right? Sometimes.
right. So we have a lot of fun. So I know for me, yes, I am a United States Marine. So being in the Marine Corps, then I did makeup for over like 12 years. I did makeup for all the women at TD Jakes's conference in Charlotte. Like I did the first Black billionaire woman makeup to own a staffing agency, like her makeup. So many people. People that y'all know very, very well. So I had the opportunity to do that. I've also we own a popcorn business. We have over 200 flavors of gourmet popcorn that we ship all over the country. We do a lot of corporate orders as well. Of course, Christmas is here, so Christmas gifts and things like that. But I spent 20 years corporately building the corporate ladder as well. So project management, IT, risk management, and things like that, all in the finance industry. And then for the third time, I received notice that my job was being impacted by all the things that were happening in the world. And this time it was my favorite company. Like sometimes it was like, oh, I don't want to be here anyway. But this one, y'all, it was my favorite company. Like my heart was broken. All the things. We had just moved into a new house, three kids, all the things. We all multiple businesses. And I'm like, Lord, what do you want me to do? And so I kind of grieved a little bit because you feel like, what's going to happen? How long is this going to last? What if I don't find X, Y, and Z? You know, all the thoughts. I feel embarrassed because I love the company so much. I told everybody about it. Y'all, I work for this company. I have unlimited PTO. I'm a part of this. They're flying me here. And they're like, is that your company on the news? The rug ever been like just snatched out from underneath you? Have you ever felt embarrassed when somebody can publicly see something that's impacted your life?
Wow.
One day I was waking up, it pushed chills on me, and I just kept hearing, serve more people, serve more people, serve more people. And I jumped out of bed and I said, God, what do you want me to do? I mean, I'm an elder. I pray for people. I help people. I've been serving people. Like, what does that look like? And then I heard coaching and teaching. And I said, well, I already do that. I've been coaching people for 20 years and teaching people for 20 years. I've been on stages with thousands of people. And he said, you've been doing it on a pygmy level. I said, oh, we coming for your girl like that this morning, Lord? That's what we're doing? And he was so, of course, he was right. But like, I never did a webpage. Like, I wanted to stay right underneath the radar to where my insecurities weren't coming to the surface, to where my fears were just comfortable. And so at that time, all the despair that I felt, having that defining moment, I made a decision. I made a decision to take back control of my life, that even though there was uncertainty, that even though I may not have had a paycheck, check in the next 2 weeks, I had the conviction and courage to let the part of me that wanted my dream to win over the part of me that was terrified, because opportunities rarely come when it's comfortable or convenient. So even though it wasn't comfortable and convenient to do that now, now was that time. And so I began educating myself, shifting my mindset, elevating my awareness, working through my own limiting beliefs. And let me tell you, the life I live today, oh, I feel so much fulfillment. I feel empowered. I feel stable. My marriage is amazing. My children are phenomenal. And I loved transformation so much, and the transformation that I was able to experience, that I decided to share that transformation with others. I've helped people. One young lady, she enrolled in my coaching program, Activate Your Dream Life. She shared her dreams. And she said, you know, years down the line, this will happen. I haven't finished this. I haven't finished my PhD. Da, 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 da. So, you know, I'm not expecting it now. Do you know? And the goal was international speaker. Do you know, in 9 weeks of working with me, she was literally already booked to be an international speaker and was being flown to Bulgaria.
Wow. That's amazing.
To speak to policymakers that govern policy all over the world.
My goodness.
So this is my soul's purpose. I get to serve and I get to operate in this vein that the Lord has me operate in.
Man, wow. That is so much to unpack. Oh my goodness. Ooh, that is so good, because a lot of the things you mentioned, even the things that you went through, like Tabor, I think sometimes people see you like right now and think like, oh my goodness, like she is so amazing and she is so happy. But they don't know the things that you went through, you know? And I've heard you share some of those stories over the years. You're like, Lord, if you did it for her, You could definitely do it for me. Was there a point in that journey? I know you talked about, you know, how you the company, you know, that you work with, but there are there some other stories in that? Because, you know, stories kind of really, really help our audience. Because we have, Tavia, we have some investors right now who is listening. Some of them, you know, are into stocks, are real estate, other equity, private equity businesses. And some of them are going through stuff, Tavia. Oh, my goodness. Some of them, you know, whether it's financial or dealing with you know, internal issues. Can you share some story and kind of help lift our audience out of that? Because I know you have some key points as well, too, to help them.
Yes. So let me do health first. So, man, 6 years ago, I started experiencing blindness. So I could literally only see right in front of me. Mm. I couldn't read an email by keeping my face still. Like I had to move my eyes like this. And so I was like, that's odd. Like I know I'm aging a tiny bit, but my vision shouldn't change that drastically, right? And then my arm started going numb and it felt like I was carrying 15 pounds. Like you would think your arm is light, but when all the nerves in your body start shutting down, it's super heavy to the rest of your body. And so at first I was like, maybe it's a little carpal tunnel. You know, I'm typing and stuff. And it kept happening. And then it started getting worse. And then with the vision, it was impacting my performance. Now, at this time, I'm working. I'm a makeup artist. There's so many things. I'm preaching. There's so many things I'm doing. And I'm like, what is happening? I go to the optometrist. I was there for 4 hours. She did all these tests. You know why? Because they were really afraid to tell me. So finally, they called me back in the office and they said, so it's not your vision, it's your brain. We need to get you in for an MRI.
Wow.
Go to the MRI. The doctor's like, hey, does anybody in your family have multiple sclerosis? Ooh. Yeah, my first cousin does. And I'm actually her primary caregiver. Wow. She's bedridden, right? And so he's like, well, you pretty much check all the symptoms. We'll do more MRIs. Then we can do a spinal tap. Then we'll get you on drugs and stuff. I said, well, what's the cure? And he said, well, there is no cure. He said, actually, when you think it's going to get better, it won't. Like, that's just really temporary. Like, it really just degenerates. Oh, man. So I walked out of that office and I was like, you know, the devil is a liar. I'm going to be fine. Da, 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 da. And I go home and then I have more appointments and more tests and all the tests keep coming back negative. So then I was actually sad and down. And when I got sad and down, I felt it through my body more than ever before. And it was so key. It was just like my thoughts, your thoughts, our thoughts impact every area of our life. I didn't feel as bad until I started feeling I was defeated. I felt defeated. It's like before I was resisting it, but when I took it in, it took over in a different way. And that applies for anything. If you take it all the way in. So I was talking to a client the other day and she kept saying, my anxiety. And I said, that's not yours. It's not yours because it doesn't fall in line with the capital T for truth. I said, so maybe you, a part of you is experiencing it or you're being impacted by it, but let's not call it ours. Mm-hmm. That applies for anything. Okay. So went through this and then I was down and then I got instructions from the Lord. Hey, you need to renew your mind. You have heard all these negative reports. You have read all these things and all your brain can see is this. Not only with the fact that I'm replaying the movie of the person that I see every week that I help that can't walk. Hmm. Okay. So lie number one, the doctor said, this is hereditary. And I'm thinking, man, so that means like it is going to be mine. And over time, the Lord said, I read this book called Biology of Belief. And you know what? Only 3% of diseases are actually hereditary. High blood pressure is not hereditary. MS is not hereditary. Cancer is not hereditary. Like the real thing that doctors are saying to you is epigenetic. They're saying, we believe that if your parents did this or lived a certain way that you're going to put your cells in the same environment. But when you realize that you have the ability to shift whatever environment you decide to put your body in through your thoughts, through water, through exercise, through your activity, through what you eat, you don't have to be sick. Mm-hmm. And so I had to learn how to allow my body to do what it was designed to do, which is heal itself and to walk in health and healing. So it's a combination of everything. But if anybody's experiencing a sickness, you have a vision and a dream and a goal for your life. And you have to know that that debilitating thing, that thing that they're saying is going to be lifelong, it doesn't match your future. It doesn't match what you're called here to do. It doesn't match you needing your mental faculties, your body, your physical members to invest, to read, to stay up late, to do whatever it takes to build what you're building right now. Somebody said sickness is incipient death. And that jarred me because before it's like, you know, you got a little sickness here, you'll let it sit there. But when you realize that forms of sickness is like slow death, then you fight back fast instead of holding it in and letting it sit there. When you also know that you're worthy, you also don't just let things sit there. Like, you're worthy of health. You're worthy of happiness. You're worthy of living a life where you can achieve your goals and dreams without having the constant burden of a sickness. So I stand before you today healed. Like, I'm whole. I have not had any symptoms and at all. I am totally healed. Been that way for over 4 years. And it's absolutely phenomenal.
Wow, that's such a cool story. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, God bless. That's amazing. How did you take that mindset, that mentality forward? How did you move forward with that? Because it sounds like you grew so much and you learned so much. However long that time period was, but it sounds like there was a lot of growth and everything in there. So how do you currently use that?
There was a lot of growth. So how I use that now is, you know how your iPhone tells you need an update? Sometimes we put it off, or your computer, Android, not just iPhone, any device, technology, will eventually tell you it needs an update. That is the same way. Years ago, I felt super strong about wholeness and health and healing, but things get watered down over time. And so what I learned is that our mindset about all the key areas of life needs to be continually updated. One of the quotes I put up recently is that it's not just about pulling the weeds. You have to plant good seeds. And if I'm not planting good seeds about my health, about my wealth, about my marriage, about my relationship with my kids, about my business, about what I want to see, my investments, whatever that may be, if I'm not planting seeds, only pulling up weeds, is still not going to produce the full magnitude of the result that we want. So taking that into every area of our life. And then thoughts are things. So the mindset, your thoughts, if you change your thoughts, you change your life. If you hold a positive thought or negative thought for over 17 seconds, that thought is going to start to become your reality. And so it's about learning how to maximize and influence your own thoughts so that the world, so that the news, so that situations, circumstances, and the events we face aren't controlling our life every day.
It sounds like a lot like putting positive, like actually thinking positive and choosing to do so, and then looking for the ways to grow through that. I was listening, I think it was to a sermon at one point where they were saying regarding music, like the type of music you listen to really affects the way that you have an outlook on basically everything. Like, if the music is not good music, and if you switch that and you go to like uplifting music for Christians, that would be like not necessarily gospel music specifically, but like things that don't focus necessarily on us, but focus on God and Jesus and those things that we look forward to as believers, how that changes your mentality. And so it's I went like a week and did nothing but listen to that. And I had a really good week, literally just by listening to music. I didn't change anything else. Still have my normal 4 cups of coffee first thing in the morning. So
cups in the morning, William? Oh my goodness.
Yeah, let's just say I wake up really early. It's probably one of my worst habits.
No judgment. Yeah, that's amazing. And I'm listening to, you know, as I mentioned, you know, for me, this is personal because a lot of things, you know, I've heard Tavia say over the years, and even, you know, the awesome online event she had last week is like even applying some of those things to my life, because we all need an updating. We all need reminding. And, you know, for you listening here, like, you know, like look at these amazing stories that Tavia is telling us, how, you know, like, you know, she got it. She was at a place where she was getting in the business, preaching, doing makeup for, you know, billionaires and so many, you know, big names. And she went through something as well. And she had to step back, right, and update her mindset. She had to break through those limiting beliefs and challenges. And it's so amazing too, because I remember that online event, which, when, you know, if she have any online event or in person, y'all need to definitely check it out. I needed that reminder because, you know, I too was going through things, you know, through this, you know, through the largest, you know, a real estate deal I've done, and, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars. And, you know, I was dealing with some things, you know, that seemed like it kept on blocking me. That I needed that update, right? And so, man, this is so good, because I know, Tavia, that you have some practical keys. You have these 4 keys that you'd like to share with everyone. And I would love for you to, you know, share that with our audience, because people are listening right now and going through stuff. You know what I mean? So would you be so kind to share those 4 keys that you think are very important?
Absolutely. So there are definitely 4 keys. So let's start with our thoughts. So the first thing is that your thoughts are going to inform your feelings. So say for the same thing could happen to me that could happen to you, but what I think about is going to determine my feeling. We could be in a business deal, right? And I could lose $200,000 and I could choose to think, oh my God, what am I going to do? It's the end of the world. What is going to happen? What's going to happen? How am I going to fix this? How am I going to pay for it? All the things, right? But I could also say, man, this is what it looks like when it's working out. And I'm so excited that I'm having the opportunity to overcome this, because when I overcome this, then I can overcome the $400,000 and the $500,000 and the $1 million. So what can I learn through this so that this is not something that mentally weighs on me, so that it doesn't happen again, or so that I'm growing through it? So if I decide to go the first route, oh my God, this is horrible. What am I going to do? I can't sleep at night. Then one, I'm even shutting off my brain to the resources of the answers. That is the most important part. Okay. So now how am I feeling? I feel down. I feel bad. I feel anxious. I may be panicking. I'm putting myself in DEFCON. Like, we're all the things. Don't talk to me. I'm under the covers. I'm stressing. I'm sweating. All the things, right? And so because of those feelings, that's going to drive an action. So what's my action? Am I complaining? Am I quitting? People quit. You know, that's it for me. I'm throwing in the towel. I'm not doing this investing thing anymore. I lost some money. What? All those things, right? So that's going to inform my results. So now my results are, okay, well, I decided to quit because I lost $200,000, but now I'm quitting. So I'm cutting off all the income potential for my future.
Ooh.
Let's switch that thought, okay? Oh man, I just lost $200,000 on this deal. My thought. I live in God's abundant universe. 200K is nothing for him to recoup. Mm-hmm. Lord, show me what you want me to do to either remedy this, fix this, or how is this supposed to help me grow? What do you need me to know? Mm-hmm. And I thank you that I'm recouping that 200K and more in some shape, form, or fashion. Mm-hmm. So now what are my feelings? I still feel I'm optimistic. I'm positive. I'm looking for my next opportunity. Something's about to happen in my life that's going to either over time fix this or immediately fix this. And my head is on a swivel. Okay, what is it? If somebody may just give me 200K, I'm open to it all. Mm-hmm. So what? So I'm not down. I'm not disheartened. I'm not quitting, you know? So what is my action? My action is expectation. My action is solution oriented. My action is what's next. Mm-hmm. My action may be researching what's next. And then what's my result? My result is I was resilient. I learned. I built new partnerships. I built relationships. I did learn something from it. And now this person is having $1 million investments. And they know if I can't even conceptualize it losing 200K, then that's what one of my friends said. He was building this commercial thing, had it. Everything was in place, investors, everything. 2 days before, the bank pulled out. He owed all these people money, $2 million. And he was like, he couldn't sleep. And he called his mentor. And his mentor said, if you can't sleep with $200 million, then how are you going to be a multimillionaire or a billionaire? He said, you better learn how to sleep. This is temporary. It'll pass. And so he shifted his mindset. Within 2 days, one of the investors called him and said, hey, I heard about everything that happened. Thank you for reaching out to us. She said, I'm going to cover it all. Don't even worry about it. He went back to starting from scratch. Like no balance, dude. Don't worry about it. I'll cover the whole thing. I'll pay out all your investors.
Wow. That's amazing.
That so what good. Are we thinking? So thoughts impact our feelings, impact our actions, impact our results. Y'all, that's in every area. If you're not getting the results you want, go back to your thoughts. It's either what you're thinking or even what you're not thinking. Maybe you're not thinking the right positive or abundant or life-giving thoughts, or maybe you are thinking negative thoughts. But go, whatever your results are, any result, marriage, health, business, any result with your kids, go back to what you're thinking about this.
Man, that's some good stuff. I love it. And I think, as you mentioned, you can apply that to any area of your life, you know, and I'm glad you're touching on these things with the marriage and the personal health, because William, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, you know, we coach a bunch of students in real estate. And, you know, Tavia, one of the things that stops some students from growing or from investing is personal issues. Personal issues come up so many times, right? And when we encourage them to break through those issues, we use them as a barrier. Like I remember one of my students, Teresa, she was pregnant with her seventh child with a high-risk pregnancy, and she really wanted to invest. And I just was trying to be careful because, you know, her husband didn't want her to, you know, be stressed up. So I had to be careful. I wanted to make sure that they were both on that call to really figure out what it is that they want to do. But she really wanted to break through it. She really wanted to do it. And so I asked her husband, I said, you know, do you give me permission to help you all through this process? And you know, long story short, she knocked it out of the park. Oh, my goodness. Like she closed 6 properties within 5 months. And then, you know, it was ended up being like 11 properties within 8 months, right? She was literally, that mobile notary had to come to the hospital right before she delivered the baby to, you know, to sign the documents. It's just mind blowing. So I'm so glad that you touched on that. None of our other guests spoke about, you know, the health issues and those type of things. But that is so important, you know, whether it's health, marriage, whatever it may be, because those are the things that are thrown at us to try to discourage us from breaking through, right, to that next
Absolutely.
Level.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Go ahead, William.
Very much. I agree with that. And I think people have to be in the right headspace to do certain things. And sometimes you do have to take that step back, that reset, that update you were talking about, that really needs to happen for a lot of people. And sometimes you get really deep in and if you're like me, where you'll push, and then you'll hit a wall, not only mentally, but it can affect you physically. Like you're just very drained and you can't go any farther. And then you need to realize you need a reset, but that looks a little bit different for everybody. And so it's a very interesting aspect of just life in general. And there's so many things that affect how people think and what they do, personal circumstance, as far as like just business in general, investing. I can't imagine if a notary showed up at the hospital right before my wife was about to give birth. I think she'd probably shoot me and then I'd be in the hospital bed next to her. But that's a pretty awesome story there, Charles.
Just disclaimer, I did not, you know, encourage her to do it while she was in the hospital. That was all her, you know. But Tavia, I mean, can you relate to that? I'm sure you have some clients going through stuff and you've seen them, you know, you have some students, you've seen them overcome these things, right? Despite, right?
100%. One of my clients, when I met her, she was living with her mom and she had 2 children. So there were some internal things happening. Okay, I have some shame happening. I have all these feelings that are happening that were impacting her growth in business. So when I met her, she was probably making basically about literally, y'all, like $1,500 a month.
Wow.
Okay. So about 5 months later, she messaged
me. 2 kids.
2 kids.
Ouch.
5 months later, she messaged me and she said, based on the work that I did with you and you helping me undo the limiting beliefs and the agreements that I had made, we make agreements. Like if you say, money doesn't grow on trees, or we make all kinds of agreements. If it rains, it pours. That's not my agreement. Like we make all kinds of agreements all the time. So we redid her agreements. We redid the limiting beliefs and the things that were holding her back. She messaged me. She said in first quarter, January, March, and April, I made $20,000.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And she almost didn't get started because, of course, the thing is, well, I don't have the money. But the thing is that this was my decision. My decision, the quote I live by, is that I have the courage to live for my vision and not my circumstances. If it's in alignment with who I am, with my values, and with what my goal and my dream is, I'm not concerned if it doesn't look like I have the money. Because I know that when I say yes, my yes is the spiritual, energetic response that is needed for providence and provision to come to me. And if I say, well, I'm going to wait for the providence and provision to come until I do it, then I'm going to continue to be in my situation and stay there. And so a lot of people, they're waiting for the perfect thing to come together to do it. And like the person, the young lady that was pregnant, she said, yeah, I'm doing this right now. And that right now energy starts to shift things because one of the most dangerous thoughts and paradigms that people experience, because they act like they're telling themselves yes, but delay is still telling everything, yourself and the world, no.
That I love it. Man, David, this has been absolutely amazing. I really enjoy this. But more than likely, maybe we missed something. Is there anything else we miss to help our audience become a breakthrough investor just like you?
So to be a breakthrough investor, I would love your audience to know the power of vision. It requires, your life will change if you literally visualize fully your success, like three-dimensional visualization. That looks like, say, for example, my next goal is this $2 million shopping center or this commercial property. You're visualizing that is already done as if you're watching yourself in a movie. What does that look like? You have to figure out, what does it look like to me when it's already done? And I'm going to start picturing myself doing that. Does it look like you're giving keys? Does it look like you're signing documents? What does it look like for your life? Like, how do you know that it's done? And whatever that looks like for you, for whatever you want for the next 30 or 60 days, start visualizing it every day to the point where you can feel it in your body, meaning I'm responding. So if I'm visualizing me getting the keys to my physical commercial property that I own, oh my goodness, I'm happy. I'm like, yes, this is happening. I'm getting my keys. And when you allow yourself to visualize it and feel it, everything starts to shift. Your mind will start to find supporting evidence to move you in that direction, because your subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between what's real and what you show it. And when you tell it that this is what's real, then it moves everything in the direction to do that for you. It works for you. So our subconscious mind, we have to work through our programming and fix our programming. But it's just like a game. When you know how to work the game, you play the game to win. And we know now how to program our subconscious minds and get our beliefs and the nucleus of what's driving our actions on board so that we can win in every area of life. So the power of vision is something that I want to tell each and every one of your listeners. Pick one thing, start visualizing it every day, maybe even twice a day, morning and night. And my goodness, please write back to this podcast and tell them what your response and your results are.
Oh, that's awesome. This has been wonderful. William, I don't know about you, but I feel like I was literally like sitting down in a coaching session with Tavia that helped me so much to, like, you know, just to take another step further, to update, to go forward, be better. I love this. And I, you know, William and I had this blessing of meeting you on this podcast, and our audience want to also meet you. So how can they find out more about you online? How can they find you?
Absolutely. I am everywhere at Tavia Jax. So that's everything from TikTok to LinkedIn. We do all the things. Okay. You can also go to my website, taviajax.com. But on my social media, you'll always see what the next event is. So I have in-person events and virtual events that are happening almost every month. So I would love to connect with you guys, come to an event, and let's shift your life. Let's build your dream. I literally help people take their dreams from impossible to possible to predictable.
Love it. This is so awesome. Tavia, thank you so much for coming on the show. We'll have to bring you back. Maybe we'll bring your awesome husband as well too, because he has some good, I mean, he every time he sees me, he encourages me. So I love it. Tavia, thank you so much for blessing us with you being here, and we will see you on the next one.